those are trips and synopses.
Well, they can
correct.
No, I thought Tom were you chair of the board of equalization?
Welcome, everyone, to Tooele County Board of Equalization tonight, Tuesday, February 1st, 2022. We're here at 47 South Main Street in Tooele, Utah. We're on the third floor in Suite 306. We just opened the meeting. Very first thing that we need to determine is the chair for the Board of Equalization. Do I hear any nominations?
Mr. Chairman, I nominate Tom Tripp.
I'll second.
Hearing a nomination for Tom Tripp, Councilman Tripp, would you accept the nomination?
It's a high honor.
Thank you. Hearing a second, any further discussion?
I vote that we close nominations and accept Mr. Tripp by Councilman Tripp by acclamation.
I'll second that.
Hearing a motion to close nominations and accept Councilman Tripp by acclamation, and here in a second, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Mr. Tripp, will you take the rest of the meeting, please?
Yes. Agenda item number two are the minutes from the December 7th meeting. Has anyone had a chance to review those?
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we adopt the minutes.
Second.
Turn on your mic. Good.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. We accept the minutes as presented. Are there any further discussion? I read through them. It was a really interesting meeting. We should really talk about it. Seeing no discussion, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? It appears to be unanimous. Item number three are a notice of corrections, and there's 30-odd corrections we have to do here. Do you want to lead us through any of those that are particularly scintillating? Jake Parkinson?
Jake Parkinson, County Assessor. I'm trying to see the one that you raised, the question of 1257-308. I think it is number 12. So what this was is a house hadn't been put on the property. Somehow it was land only. And because of the way the abatement, they receive a veteran abatement. And so in the end, we got more money because of the abatement, and then it got corrected. So it was a combination of two errors.
Okay.
Some of the other big items, there was a care center here, number 30, here in the...
OH Tooele Holding?
Yeah. And so when it was under construction, it didn't qualify for the primary residential exemption. But then after it was completed, we added the full value. I added the full value of the rest of the care center, but failed to give it the primary residential exemption. They typically, by state law, they should have filed for that, and they did not file for that, so it wasn't brought to my attention, but then they were able to put in a late appeal at that point, and the statute's pretty clear that if we would have denied it, the state would have just overturned it at tax commission, so there's no reason to deny that. They qualify for the primary residential exemption. The other care centers in the county are receiving it. It just was an oversight on my part. Any other specific questions? I could look them up.
Well, I just noticed something. There's two that are exactly the same, 14 and 32, for the Evans Family Trust. Is that accurate? $11,288.67.
It's the same parcel number, so it's just a duplication on this spreadsheet, I'm sure. So it would only be one adjustment, not two. But
okay.
I can verify that.
So let's make sure we just do that.
Okay.
What is a BR-13?
A BR-13 is two houses on one lot. So there were a lot of mistakes this year on our BR-13s. They got influenced, some of them beyond what the market. So typically we'll take property types and we'll analyze the sales. Evidently we did it too speedily. We did it too speedily, and some of those adjustments, when we just influenced them instead of doing a full reappraisal, went above what the market supported. And so there have been a couple that we had to adjust afterwards and say. If it's on here, it's probably because it wasn't a BR-13. Oh no, there was a problem with the BR-13 influence on that one. But sometimes it's because it's not a BR-13, but we had it classified as a BR-13. Maybe it's just a duplex or something like that.
Okay. Are there any other questions from this group?
No, some of these just seem pretty small and kind of a waste of everybody's time. $1.29, $2.36.
Yeah, but we both, I work in a business where right is right.
Okay.
And if I've made a mistake, we owe it to taxpayers to make it right.
My only other question is, all of these adjustments are in a negative direction. Don't we ever make any mistakes that give us more taxes?
We do. Typically, that is at a different time of year.
Okay.
So, yeah, this time of year, there are almost all people coming to us saying, you've made a mistake. After we close the rolls in May, that's when we get the ones where we noticed, hey, we made a mistake on the loan. We did adjust last year to distribution centers quite heavily. So that we made a mistake on. So.
Any other questions? I'd accept a motion.
So moved.
It's been moved that we approve the list of presented tax adjustments. Is there a second?
Second.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? It appears to be unanimous. I'll accept a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Do you have something else to say?
Well, I was just going to say, Councilman Hoff and I looked that up, and it was just a duplication on the spreadsheet. It did not get the reduction twice. Thanks for allowing me to interrupt.
Oh. Do we have one to adjourn? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
We're done.
9 minutes. We'll be back.